In 1968, when I arrived in Washington, I remember an early meeting when we newcomers to Washington were being educated on the Congress. So Bryce is going to educate us. And I remember something I've quoted many times, that he, as Bryce put it, in this environment, trust is the coin of the realm. And if people feel that they can trust you, that you're good for your word, then you get somewhere. And if people feel you give your word casually and then later you fudge, then they don't trust you anymore. But trust is the coin of the realm. It was a very deep lesson.
At a first glance, Bryce Harlow's early career in politics might seem fairly typical. He began modestly on Capitol Hill and worked his way up to the powerful House Armed Services Committee. Like many before him, and thousands more to follow, Harlow made the most of some early opportunities to establish himself on an upward career path in Washington politics. But the height that his career would ultimately reach, however, would be anything but typical. Almost instinctively, Harlow realized the value that reputation had for a career in Washington politics. Although still not convinced that he even wanted a career in Washington politics, he quickly earned himself the kind of a reputation that success would demand. Former Harlow protege and current United States Senator Robert Bennett discussed the importance of Harlow's reputation for integrity.
He recognized that to be effective long term, you had to have that kind of reputation. So while Bryce's personal code was what was driving him, at the same time, he was smart enough to realize that the coin of the realm here is credibility. And you never, for short-term advantage, sacrifice the credibility that you have for always telling the truth.
Former Harlow colleague Romer McPhee had this to add.
I think people saw him as what he was, just a person of huge integrity who could be trusted and relied upon and whose counsel would be definitely worth listening to.
By the early 1950s, he was working for some of the most powerful men in the Pentagon and on Capitol Hill. His integrity, work ethic, and sheer knack for human relations was attracting the attention of leaders at the very highest levels of the United States government. Former presidential candidate and Harlow protege Pat Buchanan spoke about why Harlow's services were held in such high regard within Washington for so many years.
His integrity, his ability, his personality, his character, his experience. He was a perfect diplomat in Washington. He would convey the message of his chief. At the same time, he would honestly listen to the opposition and carry their arguments back. He was the first diplomat in Washington.
Harlow's integrity has become a central part of his legacy, both in politics and in the private sector, as we will explore in later segments. His integrity caused him to have a strict and unending loyalty to everyone he would go on to serve. Author, presidential scholar, and former Harlow colleague Stephen Hess spoke about Bryce's integrity and loyalty, especially to the presidents that he served.
He was a man of integrity. If he took the oath of office, he was true to his oath of office. When he worked for a president of the United States, that's who he was working for. That's who was in the boss's office. Everything else followed from that. He was a patriot. There's no question about that.
Longtime Harlow friend David Brown.
He was often called Mr. Integrity. My feeling is he was Mr. Loyalty. Bryce had retired. I said, when are you going to write your memoirs? He said, never. I said, why not, Bryce? I mean, besides making $1 zillion, you could contribute to history. He said, anything that was told to me in confidence will always remain with me in confidence. In other words, he carried it to the grave.
In the following segment, we will explore Bryce Harlow's early years working on Capitol Hill and how he quickly became one of the most powerful staffers to one of Washington's most powerful committees.